This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Here we go, another hour of What's on Your Mind.
It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Your calls, your questions, your comments are certainly welcome. Your suggestions on future guests as well. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is the great email address to get to us. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Call us 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Extension 1. Love to chat with you here on the program. We call What's on Your Mind. Joined now by North Dakota's Governor and First Lady, Doug Burgum, and First Lady Catherine Helgus Burgum. Governor, First Lady Catherine, good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning. We're great. We're so happy to be talking with you today.
Yeah, excited for another Recovery Reinvented coming up. Mark your calendars on Thursday, so it's close. We'll start with you, ladies first. First Lady Catherine Burgum, talk a little bit about the genesis behind this Recovery Reinvented.
Well, sure. Thank you so much, Scott, for letting us, talk about this really important event in our state. You know, we started this 6 years ago. This will be the sixth event. And the whole purpose was to eliminate the stigma of addiction, and mainly through storytelling. And so... That is really what we've been doing. We're continuing to do that this year. Lots of storytelling. We always have great speakers. You know, I did not reach out for help when I was, you know, active in my addiction, and I didn't talk about my recovery for 15 years because of the stigma related to it. And so, you know, we believe that we're making a difference. We did a couple of surveys in the last 4 years, and we've learned that we have, you know, decreased the level of stigma in our state by 11%, and it's mainly through a grassroots organization like what we're doing, you know, like Recovery Reinvented and the work that people are doing across the state. So it's Thursday in Grand Forks at the Alaris Center, and it also will be live streamed, and it's free because we have amazing, incredible sponsors that help us and understand how important this event is. So, but you have to register. Go to recoveryreinvented.com to register to get access to the event. So we're super excited. Incredible speakers. We've got a guy this year named Dr. Bruce Perry, who's a Bismarck native, apparently a legendary track star. Is that right, Doug?
Absolutely. He and Rich Calgard, part of those great Bismarck teams that dominated state Class A track. And then both he and Rich Calgard, who's the publisher of Forbes for years, went on and both ran track at Stanford.
Wow. Incredible. And then Arthur track standout, legendary also. Is that correct?
Less legendary. But Bruce has written over 500 published articles, half a dozen books, co-authored a book with Oprah recently, and has, you know, helped rewrite the child welfare programs for like five different countries. This guy is one of the most sought after experts in the world about childhood trauma and its relationship to addiction. And so he's the first time, I think really in years, that he's speaking at a North Dakota event, and we're excited to have him be part of that. I think he's giving away free copies of his book.
Yes, he is. Yeah. The first, I think 500 people or 300 people, something like that come to the event in person will get a copy of the book. So, and then we also have a gold medal Olympic gold medalist, three-time Carrie Bates, who has lived experience with this disease, and she's going to talk about her story of her addiction. We have another guy named Philip Rutherford, who's in recovery also, heads up a group called Faces and Voices of Recovery, which is a national association for recovery community organizations. And then we're super excited. We have Tila Baker. She's an enrolled member of MHA. She has lived experience with heroin and alcohol addiction, and she's the director of a very cool place called The Door in Newtown, which is a recovery community organization, the first one we have had in our state. There are others now, but first one. And so she, you know, we've just got a great lineup of speakers, some surprises. We've got music. We have awards. It's just going to be another great day. And we're so grateful for the opportunity to do this work in North Dakota.
I know that you have talked a lot about the stigma of addiction and the data point you just mentioned of having a, you know, significant reduction in stigma of addiction has to feel like a good accomplishment of this work over the last number of years, Catherine, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're the only state in the nation that has actually measured this. You know, because after the first couple of years, people said to me, you know, I feel like things are changing in our state. I feel like more people are, you know, much more open to this idea that, you know, addiction is a disease and you know, not a moral failing. And I'm like, okay, well, feelings are one thing, but data is another. Data helps get funding. Data moves the needle. So, and I, you know, hang out with this guy who's, you know, obsessed with data. So it kind of rubbed off on me. So, you know, it is. It feels really good. It feels great to be able to tell people, like, you know, the Surgeon General and the drug czar and people at the, you know, the federal level, the work that we're doing here. You know, we've always said that the CDC is a surveillance group, and they ought to be surveilling. They ought to be measuring, surveying and measuring how many, you know, how much stigma of addiction there is out there. And, you know, I kind of feel like we accomplished something because, you know, a couple of years ago I went to an event and the director for the CDC in Washington, D.C. was there, and I had been on the CDC website and they had all kinds of information about the stigma related to HIV and nothing related to the stigma surrounding addiction. And I mentioned that to him in my talk, happened and threw it in there in the beginning in front of a bunch of other people. And, you know, lo and behold, now they're talking about the stigma of addiction on the CDC website. So, you know, we're a small state with the really committed and passionate people, and, you know, we can really make a difference on eliminating the stigma of addiction.
So, Mr. Data, you must like that number too, huh?
Well, I do, because she mentioned the 11% reduction, but where we were in a spot when the first survey was made that one in three people thought that addiction was a moral choice or a failing. And that was, you know, one in three in the general public. If you've got policymakers that are that or higher, you know, you end up with policymakers that say, well, if someone's making a bad choice, we'll just increase the punishment and then they won't do it anymore. Well, it's like saying we're going to punish people if they, you know, if they're diabetic or if they get cancer. It's a disease. And so this is and moving it 11%, now we're three out of four people understand that addiction is a brain disease. And that we have to treat a brain disease as a disease. I mean, you can't incarcerate, you know, someone with diabetes for 3 years, and then when they come out, expect them to not have diabetes. You have to actually do treatment. And addiction is a chronic, progressive, ultimately fatal disease. If you don't treat it, it gets worse, and ultimately it leads to bad consequences for that individual or someone else. And we've been focusing a little on alcohol here, but Scott, you know, with the southern border wide open, I mean, we put out a press release last week on the drug interdiction group that we formed here in North Dakota, led by the North Dakota Highway Patrol. And in one week this summer, you know, they knocked down 25 pounds of meth and 7.7 pounds of fentanyl. And that's enough fentanyl to kill every North Dakotan twice over, you know, going through North Dakota on our highways. And so it is, you know, we've had overdoses of junior high kids in North Dakota with this, you know, this rainbow fentanyl, which looks like sweethearts. We've got a real pressing threat here around, you know, dangerous fatal drugs, that can lead to these obsessive addictions, which is a brain disease. And we've got to get people talking about it. We got to have parents more aware.
Schools need to be talking to students about it. And, you know, these are coming from the southern border. So, you know, any work we can do down there. But this rainbow fentanyl is very, very scary. I mean, they make it look like something that's appealing to minors and young people. And we visited a treatment center for youth in Williston last week. And these are young people ages 14 to 18. And one of the girls there said, you know, I'm really worried about my sister. She's 12. I'm worried about this rainbow fentanyl. So it is, in my opinion, really, really important that schools be talking about these things, you know, early to look at prevention and create more awareness in our communities.
Short break. When we come back, we'll give you the details on Recovery Reinvented, taking place Thursday. Recovery at the Larry Center in Grand Forks. Recovery Reinvented is also available online as well. So if you're not able to make it, we'll give you details on that. Coming up on What's on Your Mind today from the PetroServe USA studios, Freedom Matters USA. Short break. Back with more after this timeout. I'll go away.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November auctions include 480 acres of crop and pasture land in McLean County, 192 acres of cropland in Wells County, 640 acres of excellent cropland in McKendree County near Upham, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 123 acres of cropland in Clay County, and 401 acres of cropland in Douglas County. View these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Here's what's for lunch today. PetroServe USA. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Tacos in Yulin. Chicken tortilla soup in Glendon. Beefy Mac at MP Avenue downtown. Taco Mac at 12th Avenue and I-29. Meatloaf for cabbage rolls, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Scallop potatoes and ham in Harwood. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. continuing our conversation with Governor Doug Burgum and First Lady Catherine Helgesberger, a little bit about Recovery Reinvented that is coming up this week, as a matter of fact, Thursday at the Alera Center in Grand Forks. And you mentioned earlier that this is an easy thing to participate in, whether you can be there or not. Catherine, talk a little bit about how folks can register and join in this effort on Thursday.
Yeah, so thanks again, Scott. They can go to Recovery Reinvented. It's all one word, recoveryreinvented.com, to register for the event. And, you know, if they're going to be there in person, we just need to make sure we've got lunch and coffee for you. And if you're going to watch via live stream, you have to register to actually get access to the event. So we've got, I think, almost 2,000 people registered for the event, which is incredible. And in the last, 5 years, we have reached over 20,000 people in North Dakota and around the world. So this is an important topic. You know, whenever I go speak somewhere, I typically ask, hey, how many of you have been impacted by the disease of addiction in some way? And, you know, almost everyone raises their hand at those events. We were at Dickinson last week, Dickinson State, and, you know, a room full of young people and older people, almost everybody raised their hands. And, you know, young people asking questions like, you know, I don't know what to do. Like, what do you do if you, you know, your heart tells you to keep helping someone who's really struggling? You know, what do you do in those situations? And, you know, we talk about those things at Recovery Reinvented. We talk about how to be present for people that are struggling, but, you know, how to have boundaries. You know, family members are just significantly affected by, you know, their loved ones who struggle. And so, you know, we like to talk about how to support people. We like to talk about the struggle of addiction, but we talk so much about the joy of recovery and how incredible life can be. Let me tell you, you know, I would not be here today. I never in a million years thought I would be First Lady of, you know, of anything, you know. I mean, like, it, you know, it's incredible just when you think your life, you know, can't go somewhere. You know, you give up, you can just never give up hope for recovery. I mean, that's what happened to me. I relapsed for like a period of 8 years, and I'm so grateful I didn't give up hope, because here I am today, able to work with other people and try to help.
Question for you, Governor, from one of our listeners asking how the funding for North Dakota addiction-related services is doing.
Well, Recovery Reinvented, as Catherine shared, is funded totally by donations, and we're so grateful to all those sponsors and the over 30 vendors that are going to be there that have resources that can help people and families that are struggling with addiction. But on the state level, we continue to make progress, and I think one of the things that we'll talk about at Recovery Reinvented is, you know, we're a fiscally conservative state, and that's the way Brent Sanford and I have run it. But in this case, we spend so much money in the judicial system and so much money in the correction system that is related to the disease of addiction. You know, I have an opportunity in my role when there's a judge opening in North Dakota. There's a process where the legal, community, goes through a applications in the panel. They send me three finalists. I get to interview the three finalists and select the judge. And I've been doing that now in the 6 years I've been in office. When I interviewed those judges and I asked them to tell me about their work, because most of them, these judge applicants, most of them are either been prosecutors, defenders, judge advocates, working somehow in the judicial system. They all come back with an answer that's basically, I would summarize, is 80% of my work wouldn't exist if the disease of addiction didn't exist. I mean, that's how much of what goes through. And it's not just, you know, the DUIs, property crimes, violence in homes, people losing their children, foster care. If you look at all of that, it all comes back to the disease of addiction. So the disease of addiction is like a $1 billion problem, and we don't invest enough in addressing the prevention and the early intervention. We spend a lot of money on the back end, on the treatment side, which sometimes is not effective. because it is a relapsing disease. We spend a ton of money in judicial and a ton of money in the correction system. You know, 80% of the folks in the men's correction have a background with a substance abuse disorder, and about 100% of the women in the women's correction system do. And so
in North Dakota.
So, I mean, this is an opportunity for us that where the moral case of addressing this as a disease is also the fiscal case, because the fiscally conservative case is, you know, spend a dollar to prevent it as opposed to spend $100, you know, incarcerating somebody at the back end. And so, you know, I look at those numbers and I say, we've still got a big opportunity to do this more effectively and more fiscally, in a more fiscally efficient, fiscally conservative way, which is to get more dollars upstream, towards, you know, early intervention, prevention, you know, education in schools, the things that Catherine's talking about that are really low cost, that would help us, stop what is at the back end an epidemic of the disease of addiction across our nation and affects our state.
About a minute left, Catherine. What else do you want to tell us about the event this week?
Well, as I mentioned, one thing I didn't talk about is we do have an expo, which is where we get all kinds of resources, you know, in North Dakota and across our nation that come together to, you know, provide information to people that need, you know, information about treatment or peer support specialists. That's another thing that, you know, we've doubled down on this concept of peer support specialists in our state. We have over 800 people trained that are boots on the ground people across our state who have lived experience with the disease of addiction and mental health. And they are available in every community to help people that are struggling. Because, you know, 50% of our state's rural and we're never going to have all the services we need in all the communities. And I always say that, you know, every small town in North Dakota has a church and a bar, and the bar gets a lot of business, and the church could use more business. So, you know, I'm always, and those people in the church are the ones that, you know, might be the peer support specialists in the small community. So we are doubling down on that, and we will talk about that at Recovery Reinvented, as well as there'll be an opportunity for people to sign up and do that work in our state. So, you know, it's a very fun, fast-paced day with a lot of great information, and we mostly just celebrate, you know, the opportunity for recovery, and we talk about the hope for recovery, and we have all kinds of, the feedback we get every year is that people want to hear the stories because that's the most inspirational component, and that's what people can relate to.
It's Thursday, Alaris Center, Grand Forks Recovery Reinvented. Thank you both for a great commitment to this. Your passion for this is very obvious, and it changes lives. So you're doing the work of the Lord. Keep doing it, and thanks so much for the time today.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, thanks so much, Scott. Take care.
Another great event, Recovery Reinvented, coming up Thursday in Grand Forks. Get that on your calendar. Life-changing event. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. Hillary Clinton is back. She's even attacking President Trump and MAGA supporters again. She now claims Republicans have a plan to steal the 2024 election. Now Dick Morris says Joe Biden won't run again and that Hillary Clinton will run. It's all in Dick Morris's new book, The Return. Dick Morris has been Trump's political advisor. You've seen him on Newsmax and top networks. In The Return, Morris reveals Trump's secret plan to win again. But Morris says Trump still faces three big threats. Former President Trump urges you to get The Return. And Mike Huckabee said, The Return is the only book to read this year. Everyone is talking about The Return. An Amazon number one bestseller. Get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to The Return 911 to get your copy today. The Return 911.com to get your copy today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Representative Lee Zeldin takes a lead in the New York gubernatorial race in his attempt to oust Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul. That's according to a Trufalgar Group poll announced overnight. Just under 1,200 voters were asked. 53% of those respondents were registered Democrats. Israelis began voting on Tuesday in the country's election amid a tight race between Prime Minister Yair Lapid and opposition leader Benjamin Netanyahu. It's Israel's fifth election in less than 4 years. Well, there were no big treats from the Halloween night Powerball drawing, as none of the tickets sold matched all six numbers. This means the next drawing on Wednesday night will be for an extensive $1.2 billion jackpot. That's the fourth largest in U.S. history. Last night's World Series game was postponed due to rain. It will be made up this evening just after 8 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
South Dakota.
His name was Harris. He was it's a true story. It's a big and rich song called 8th of November. It was about a Vietnam battle that took place on the 8th of November.
And they sing about South Dakota.
Yeah, there's a guy named Harris that ended up giving Big Kenny. It's Big Kenny's birthday today, Big and Rich, and he gave Big Kenny his top hat. The top hat he wears at a lot of the concerts, the guy that they wrote the song about, that's where it started. Big and Rich used to play the Adams Hotel Bar in Sturgis, South Dakota during the rally every year.
The best coffee you ever had is waiting for you. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Remember to use that good deal from Michael Lindell and the team at MyPillow. They've done it again. In addition to the six-piece towel set at $39.96 and the robes and the slippers and all of their great sale items right now, they have coffee. That's right. Really good coffee. Just like there's really good slippers and really good bed sheets and best pillow money will buy and mattress topper. And you got it. You're going to love it. Mike Lindell and the team. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com for all the deals. Just remember to use the promo code Scott. The Attorney General of our great state, Drew Wrigley, joins us on the program. We had a few questions about the advice that came with voting and what you needed to provide in the way of proof of citizenship. We said, you know what, let's get Drew on here and talk about it firsthand. Drew, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I appreciate the opportunity to come on the air with you, Scott. Thank you, and hello to your listeners. We've had some calls here in the office, too, as a result of the Attorney General's opinion that I put out last week, which is, they're similar to a judicial opinion that I'm bound by the law, not the law that I want it to be, but the law as it is. So glad to have an opportunity to come on and talk about it today and also about the road up ahead and what can be done about it.
What is the law as it exists right now?
Well, the law in North Dakota, of course, is that to be a lawful voter in the state, you have to be 18 years of age. You've got to be a citizen of the United States. You've got to be a resident of North Dakota and living in that precinct for at least 30 days prior to the election. What North Dakota law makes clear, so you have to be a U.S. citizen, but what North Dakota law makes clear is that if you show up to vote, and you have to provide an identification with your lawful name, not some nickname or something else, but your lawful name shows your date of birth and your residence. And if you're missing any of those, they can allow you to vote and set your vote aside, and you get up to, I think it's 13 days to bring in proof that, yep, in fact, that you are 18, you've satisfied the other requirements. Those are all explicitly in North Dakota law. However, as a careful review of the law makes clear, there is not a provision whereby they can do the same on the issue of citizenship. So if the person there has some reason, let's say you present them with a driver's license, and the driver's license in North Dakota, as everybody knows, it says whether you're a citizen or not. But if you present a driver's license and it says, I'm not a citizen of North Dakota, let's say you move here from Manitoba, and you explain to them, nope, I actually became a citizen last month, they have to give you a ballot in North Dakota under our law. There is no provision for requiring you to prove that you are a U.S. citizenship. But this is important, and I really need people to listen to this, and we're getting this information to all the people who are working at the polls. It's important that, of course, you still have to be a U.S. citizen to vote. And if the person at the polls, if they're suspicious because they look at your driver's license and says you're not a citizen, you tell them that you are, okay, they give you the ballot, but it is perfectly permissible. In fact, I would conclude it's advisable that they write down your information off to the side, keep a ledger of that, and then turn that information over to the state's attorneys after the election. And if the state's attorneys won't evaluate it, I'm sure that they will, but if they won't, we will. Because it's easy to determine from that information. You have the person's name and address, all their biographical information, and we can determine easily if they are, in fact, a citizen. If they're not, and it'll be easy to prove, they've just committed a felony. 5 years in prison, 10 years, or $10,000 fine, but as importantly, more importantly probably for them, you're deported from the United States. So as people can imagine, it's an easy thing to prove after the fact, and there's a strong deterrent to a crime like that that's serious and so easy to prove. You just got to get that information out, and it's an easy fix up ahead. The legislature, all they need to do is put a requirement or put the same provision in there for citizenship that they already have for date of birth, residence, and so forth, and an actual name. They already have those provisions. They just have to add to it the U.S. citizenship requirements. A couple of considerations under federal law also. It can be done. It can be done in a very straightforward way. I've already spoken to legislators who've said they're going to fix this. But in the meantime, people should feel comfortable. It's an easy crime to prove, and anybody walking up there with an ID that says, I'm not a citizen, but they say, nope, I'm a citizen, they better be right, because if they're not, they're all going to get checked out, and it'll be very easy to prove. It'd be like me writing, walking into your studio, giving you all my biographical information, and tell you I'm going across the road and I'm going to rob a bank, and then I go do that. I understand what people are concerned about, though, Scott. None of us wants there to be non-citizens voting in this country. I'm glad that this will be so easy to prove if anybody tries to do this, and I'm also glad that it's going to be an easy fix. But we were bound by the law as it exists. We articulated that in our actual opinion. I had a fellow call this morning who was very upset, and I understand. I told him I share his concerns, but I sent him my actual opinion. It's a five-page, basically a legal opinion of the Attorney General, formal opinion, and I sent it to him to let him know that, okay, there's plenty, we're following the law, but it's going to be easy for people to prove that a crime has been committed if it does, and it's an easy fix up ahead to make it even easier at the next election.
So it isn't really the role of, somebody in one of the counties. They're better off just saying, yeah, vote, and then adjudicate that later.
They don't have a choice, because they don't have any legal provision that they can resort to say, nope, I'm going to require you to prove to me that you're a U.S. citizen. They can't do that under federal provisions that apply, and then also there's nothing in state law that gives them that authority, like it does for age, residence, and actual name. But they are empowered, because the only way that they'll suspect that the person isn't a citizen is that they're looking right at the identification where, thankfully, our legislature had the foresight to put a requirement on there that you put on there, citizen, non-citizen. But if you're a non-citizen in North Dakota and you become a citizen, you're not required under our law to get a new driver's license or to get a new identification. And it costs you money to get that. So it's viewed by the federal courts and all the applicable courts as that's too much of a burden on voters. Not saying I agree with that or don't, but under North Dakota law, I would also advise the legislature to seriously consider requiring that if I'm a non-citizen with a driver's license or a non-driver's license identification, when I become a citizen, I need to get this new license, the new identification. That would be an easy fix also, that you'd be required to do that. They could do it right there at the swearing-in ceremony. They could give people the form and tell them where to get it done in the next 30 days. I mean, there are ways to administer this, and I have every confidence that our legislature will deal with this up ahead. But in the meantime, like I said, very easy to prove because the person comes in, they've got this identification, and it says, I'm not a citizen. They tell you, I am a citizen, so you have to let them vote under North Dakota law. But you also get to write down, hey, Sam Johnson came in. He proved to me that he's 18. That's his actual name. This is where he lives. But I'm suspicious because his ID says he's not a citizen. Even though he says he's a citizen, I'm writing it down. And I'm putting this on my list to give to the state's attorneys, who will then very easily check all the citizenship status of these people. And anybody who lied is going to be charged, presumably charged by the state attorney with a felony and deported, by the way. If they are here, they're not a citizen, and they're lying to try to vote, they'll be subject to deportation by the federal government as well. But in the meantime, prosecutable for a felony, up to 5 years in prison, up to $10,000 fine. Doesn't seem to me like something that anyone with a brain is going to be trying to do, especially because they've just handed over their confession to the people at the voting booth.
North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley with us today on the program. What would you recommend in the way of a law on this? What changes?
I'd recommend that they, two things. One, that they make it the law that when you change your status from you're a non-citizen with a driver's license or a non-driver's license ID, when your status changes, you have 10 days, 14 days, whatever they think is reasonable to get a new identification so that it very clearly makes the point that you are a citizen. Also, I think that we make it the law that just add that requirement that if someone shows up at the voting booth and they don't have proof of U.S. citizenship, they can vote, but their vote gets set aside and they've got 13 days to bring in the documentation to prove it. If they do so, their vote counts when we do canvassing. If they don't prove it within those time periods, then they don't. That's simple as that. Just add it, make it the same as age, actual legal name, and residence, and then just add to that U.S. citizenship. Simple fix.
Listener says, ask him if election judges can ask. Do you have something else you want to say, Drew?
Pardon me?
Is there something else you wanted to say?
Oh, no, I was just going to say that, I have to interpret it, in my opinions, I have to interpret the law as it is, and that oftentimes will highlight a change in the law that's necessary. And I've had a number of legislators point out to me that they don't quarrel with our reading of the law. They're looking forward to changing it.
Makes sense. All right, quick break. I'll save this question for the other side of the break so I give you time to address it. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. What awaits today? Tacos in Yulin. Chicken tortilla soup in Glendon, Beefy Mac at MP Avenue, Taco Mac, 12th Avenue and I-29. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, always great choices. Meatloaf or cabbage rolls and other goodies today. Trust me, scallop potatoes and ham and Harwood as well. And Tuesday's Double Stamp Tuesday. Get your lucky 7 club card stamped twice. You're going to love that. At PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Great spot for lunch today. Come on in. More with North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley after this.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25% to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
See your mama and the candles and the tears and roses.
Back on the Freedom Matters USA studios on What's On Your Mind. Continuing our conversation with Drew Wrigley, North Dakota Attorney General. Texter said, please ask him if election judges can ask about citizenship. That's what I'm confused about.
Can they can, well, as they come through the voting thing, they have to provide identification. Either a non-driver's license or a driver's license. And on there, North Dakota law requires, it'll have on there their citizenship status. Or at least what it was when they, when that item was issued. So that'll be proven, through that document they put on there. But if it says they are not a citizen, And the person tells them, no, I am a citizen. I became a citizen last month. I moved down from Winnipeg 3 years ago or whatever the situation. And I'm actually a citizen. You got to let them vote because we don't have any provision that you can require them to prove that. And that's when I went through the rest of that analysis, which is, but you can write down their name and say, you know what? I'm going to double check this because that doesn't seem right to me. I'm not sure I believe that. You just have to have a non-discriminatory reason for doing that, and that's easy, right? Just do it for every single person that presents you with an identification that isn't consistent with what you say is your citizenship status.
Tricia in Trail County for Drew Wrigley. Go ahead, Tricia.
Yes, I was wondering if, since you're making recommendations to the legislature, that you would be recommending they remove the ability to use other forms of identification, such as a utility bill, and also if you'd be recommending that they remove the ability to use an attester, someone who vouches for you in lieu of actual identification.
Yeah, I'm not prepared to make a recommendation on those right now, but I'll promise you this. I want to be a part of that discussion. I believe that Michael Howe is going to be elected. He's run a really good campaign. There's going to be a really solid Secretary of State. He'll be the newly elected Secretary of State. And these are the kind of things I know that Michael has been very attentive to and is passionate about. Hearing from voters all across the state in the last year as he's been running his campaign, and he's really putting together a package of bills and proposals that will be addressing some of the things you just talked about right there. And I'm going to work closely with Michael, and we're always going to be working closely with the Secretary of State's office to advise them so they get these things come through and that they comport with, you know, other state law and then also the federal law that there's a lot of federal law influence on this as well. So those are good recommendations as well and the kind of thing that we're going to be addressing next winter, because it's critically important around the United States. We all see that. We just had an audit report come out this week from the auditor saying that, you know, North Dakota's elections are, you know, extremely secure, and all of that is great. But you have to protect against the kind of things that we know do happen in elections, and where we can ferret out any even small number of fraud cases and everything else, where we can do that, we want to. So those are good suggestions. And the kind of things that I know exactly in the realm of issues that Michael's putting as the Secretary of State, as the Chief Elections Officer, if Michael gets elected next week, and I'd strongly urge the listeners out there today to vote for Michael. He's going to be a really solid Secretary of State, and I'll look forward to having the privilege of working with him if I'm elected Attorney General.
Do you happen to know the actual date when the audit of the actual physical election system happened in the state of North Dakota?
I don't. No, I haven't. I haven't read through there. I just saw the news reports the other day. I do not know the actual day.
Okay. Well, the information in the report indicated that they did a security testing of the university system and of the health system, but not of the election system. So, and that actually happened in 2020. So I'm not aware of there being an update to that. So that may be something that people look into.
Forgive me. I haven't read through that report. I did have I had all of the statewide elected officials in my office yesterday. I lured them here with pizza just because I wanted to have the conversation about some topics over lunch. And the auditor was here and brought up his audit report, and the Secretary of State was here as well. We were talking about it, but I haven't read through it. So I just have had it characterized at this point. So we were all glad to see that news report, but it doesn't relieve any of us of the responsibility of making sure that, where we can make the system even better, even stronger, even more transparent, and then also equally important, feel more trustworthy to people. We want to do those things.
Thank you, Tricia.
The measures.
Appreciate the call. Tricia. About a minute left. Anything else you want to tell us?
Nope, that's about it. I promised rule of law work as the Attorney General from the moment I started running for this office. Everything we've approached, we call balls and strikes, and what the law actually is. We had a matter yesterday, the judge in the matter with North Dakota's trigger provision is applying something that just isn't, candidly, is not the law as anyone understands it to be. And what you see, what ensues from that is inefficiency and chaos. And it's unfortunate when people take the law into their own hands and just conclude that they know better than what the legislature has decided. And my pledge to people as Attorney General is to call balls and strikes on the laws that we have in place, and then where we can be influential on reforming those laws, we will.
Drew, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley, our guest on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Tomorrow, Cass County Commission candidate Tony Grinberg, Secretary of State candidate Charles Tuttle will join us on the program we call What's on Your Mind. So we look forward to that conversation tomorrow.
See you then.
See you then. God bless. Bye-bye.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. That takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.